be out of a job. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. School officials in Uvalde, Texas, considering the possibility of firing the district's police chief over the handling of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School.
The Uvalde School Board will consider firing Chief Pete Arredondo at a special meeting Saturday as it takes up the Uvalde School Superintendent's reported recommendation following the botched police response to the deadly school shooting in May that left two teachers and 19 students dead. The district has previously resisted calls to fire Arredondo, who's been on leave since late June. The move to potentially fire the chief follows the release of a damning 80-page report by a Texas House committee that blamed all levels of law enforcement for a slow and chaotic response despite nearly 400 officers being on scene. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Two men have been indicted in the case of a tractor trailer found with 53 dead or dying migrants in San Antonio last month. A statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio says 46-year-old Homero Zamaro Jr. and 28-year-old Christian Martinez, both of Pasadena, Texas, were indicted on counts of transporting and conspiring to transport migrants illegally, resulting in death, and transporting and conspiring to transport migrants illegally, resulting in serious injury. Conviction on the death count could result in life sentences. A jury in St. Louis has convicted a man for the murder of a retired police captain.
Stephen Cannon was found guilty of first-degree murder and four other charges in the death of retired Captain David Dorn on June 2, 2020. The 77-year-old was shot during a night of violence following the killing of George Floyd. Dorn went to investigate alarms going off at a friend's pawn shop and fired warning shots after encountering looters. Prosecutors say Cannon fled the store, then walked to a nearby corner and deliberately fired 10 shots at Dorn.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News.
A federal appeals court will allow a Georgia law restricting abortions to take effect, citing the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
The U.S. 11th Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a federal district judge's decision that Georgia's new heartbeat law was out of bounds. The appeals court says the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Dobbs doing away with decisions in both Roe and Casey now means Georgia is free to ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected via ultrasound, which could be as soon as 6 weeks into pregnancy. The law does provide exceptions for assault or if a mother's life is endangered. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A jury in Florida has found Tesla just 1% negligent in a crash that killed two teens. The verdict placed 90% of the blame on the driver, Barrett Riley, and 9% on his father, James Riley, who brought the lawsuit against Tesla. Barrett Riley and his friend Edgar Montserrat Martinez were about to graduate from the private school in South Florida when they died in the May 2018 crash near Fort Lauderdale Beach. A backseat passenger was ejected but survived. The NTSB determined he was driving at 116 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone, and the most likely cause of the crash was the driver's loss of control as a result of excessive speed. The manager of singer R. Kelly is now on trial. Prosecutors say he caused the premiere of a documentary about his client to be canceled.
Prosecutors told jurors that Donnell Russell forced the doc's cancellation by calling in a threat to the Manhattan Theater where it was supposed to play. The U.S. attorney said Russell made a call in December of 2018 from his Chicago home to the theater, claiming that someone with a gun was planning to fire on the crowd watching Lifetime's Surviving R. Kelly docuseries. That phone call prompted a call to police, who eventually forced the cancellation of the dock. His defense attorney claims the evidence, when examined, exonerates his client.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.